Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Simon Kuf Ayin Bayz, Sif Bayz, and very, very important halachas. Shachach v'hichnis oichlin l'toch piv. A person goes ahead and he forgets and he puts real food in his mouth, not drink. Below bracha, without a bracha. So now he's not doesn't have liquid in his mouth, he has a piece of pizza in his mouth, without any bracha. Imudavar she'eino nimas im yiflotenu. If it's something that will not get gross, will not get disgusting, if you spit it out, then yiflotenu, and you should spit it out. V'yivarech alav, and then make a bracha on it, and put it back into your mouth. V'imudavar she'nimas, but if after you had it in your mouth, it's the kind of item, either because you were chewing it, or because stab, once it's in your mouth, it's going to be disgusting. Then you, of course it's not liquid, what you could do is you could move it to one side of the mouth and make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav, She'enu Nimas, Kigon, Polen, V'chayotze B'zeh, Shehem, Kashim, meaning something like beans and things like that, that might be, might be hard, and they won't get gross, they won't get all ichy and mushy once they're in the mouth. Yiflatenu V'yivarech Olav. What you should do is, spit it out, since it doesn't get gross, and make the bracha before you put it back in. Kedei shiye piv reikon b'shas ha-bracha. So that your mouth is empty b'shas ha-bracha. Because ideally, your mouth should be empty when you make a bracha. Dichsiv yimale pi tehilasecha. Because ideally, your mouth should be empty when you make a bracha, and therefore you shouldn't lechatchila move it to the side. Lechatchila, if you can, you should spit it out, make the bracha, and put it back in. Someone makes a bracha. From here we see that when a person makes a bracha, he should utilize his whole mouth and say it properly and don't, mumble the words. It means your whole mouth should be saying over the bracha. Ches, davar shenimas, if it's something that gets disgusting once it's in your mouth, kagon tutim va'anovim, right? Once you start getting cherries and grapes in your mouth and you start chewing on them and you spit it out, it's a shtickle gross, and therefore that you should tilt and move to the side. See simen kuf ayin gimel din mayim emtsayim. What's this halacha of mayim?
Another one?
You guys ever heard of mayim emtsayim? You know what Mayim Rishonim is, and you know what Mayim Achronim is. What's Mayim Emtsayim? So Mayim Emtsayim Rishus. What does that mean? Bahani, is he allowed to go ahead Of course he could wash. Okay, so it might be a good thing to do, as we'll see. Bahani Mili, Bein Tafshil to Tafshil. And when are we talking about this Mayim Emtsayim? In between dishes. Aval Bein Tafshil to Gvina, but if it's between a dish and cheese, then it's chova. Then you're obligated to go ahead and wash between the gvina and the fleishik dish, as we'll see what this is talking about momentarily. Ayin b'yoridei asivim peites. So what is this all talking about? Rishus. Sipka and aleph. Ratza notel. Ratza ain't a notel. If you want to wash in the middle of your meal, you can. You don't have to. In between dishes, you want to do it. Okay. No, it means we'll see. It means just washing your hands in between the dishes. It's a nice thing to do. Beis, he says. But between gvina and a tafshil, that is something that the Shulchan Aruch says is a chova. Sif gimel. Okay, Mishnah Berurah says, check out Yoredeya, simen pei tes sif gimel. V'sham nizbar. There in Yoredeya, it spells out in the Haggah, in the Ramah, the lefi minagenu, according to our minag, yesh li tol yadav, Afilu bein tafshil shel gvina l'tafshil shel basar. Sha'acharav im nogeya behem biyadav. In other words, like this. Meyikar adin, the halacha is that if you have cheese, okay, not a tafshil of cheese, and a tafshil means a dish. So you have something that, let's say you have a lasagna dish, and you have a fleishika dish. So meyikar adin, you don't have to go ahead and wash in between. Only in between, if you had cheese and then you followed it with a fleishik dish or fleishik food. Okay? But the Ramah says that our minhag is, if you're having let's say you're at a meal, okay? So our minhag is to go ahead after you go ahead and you have your tafsh. This is what the Rama says, that after you have your milchika dish, before the fleishika dish, you should wash your hands. Im nogeya behem biyadav. If you touch it, ve'ein lanu rishus ella b'shashnei hatafshilin shavim. And it's not a rishus except if the two tafshilin are equivalent. Okay, are equivalent. Okay. No. He means that they're equivalent types of dishes. Let me see what he says here. Keep put this on silent. I don't know what his last point is. Let's move on. Sif Beis. Bein basal adagim. Chova litol. Between meat and fish, there's an obligation to go ahead and wash. Psh, do you do that? Mishum dekasha ledavar. Mishum dekasha. We'll see. Mishum dekasha ledavar acher. Because is it something, what ledavar acher is? Saras. It's something that's kasha letzaras. V'chamira sakanta meisura. And it's more chamar sakana than even iser. And therefore, you should be very careful, Shulchan Aruch says, washing in between meat and fish. So what's going on here? Bottom line, halacha l'maisa. We'll see, halacha l'maisa. He says, l'davar acher, what is this? Saras. V'ayinu Magen Avram, shekasav de'efshar de'vizmanenu ein sakana kolkach. It's possible, that Magen Avram says, there's nothing to sakana today. The bekam advarim nishtanu hatvayim. In a number of things, Nishtanu hateva, and therefore you really don't have to worry about it. But he basically says that. Zalid, vayein, no, it's not arguments here. He says Nishtanu hateva. It used to be that way, and it's not that way anymore. Dalid, vayein v'yaredeya, simen kuftez zayin, v'sham nizbar b'haga in the Ramah. The minageinu she'ein chayshish in lezeh, our minag is not to be chayshish for this. Okay, and therefore we do not wash in between fish and fleishiks. However, siyem, and this is where it comes from. Demikomakom yesh lachol davar beneim v'lishtos davi kinuach v'adacha. So after your fish, let's say your fish at the Shabbos meal, you should go ahead and eat some bread and drink something. So it's called kinuach v'adacha. Something you shouldn't just go straight from the fish, okay, right into the chont, right into the flesh. Okay, you should go ahead and eat something that's not obviously fish, and drink something, and then move on to the flesh. Gimel, kol advarim noagim be'acharonim, noagim be'emtzayim. Everything that is noeg in mayim achronim is also noeg in mayim is also noeg in mayim emtzayim. You know what? Right, whatever the minhag is in mayim achronim, that's the other emtzayim. Bein lahakel, bein lahachmer. Whether you're talking about the kulas of mayim achronim and the chumras of mayim achronim. Again, where is this relevant? This is relevant specifically when you have a chova, when you're having, let's say, a cheese before fleishiks in a meal. Where do you have that sometimes? Shavuos, sometimes people have a little dairy meal, right? And then you go right into the fleish. You have to wash your hands there. So in that situation, the nature of the washing is like the washing of mayim achronim, and not like the washing of mayim rishonim. Bein lahakel, bein lahachmir. What does that mean? Bein lahakel, bein lahachmir. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. First, let's look at Noagim Be'emtsayim. Mishnah Berurah, what he says, that all the things that you're knowing Ba'achronim, you're knowing Be'emtsayim. Hainu Shebein Tafshil L'Gvina, meaning when we're talking about between Gvina and a Tafshil, between cheese and a Fleishika dish. Vav Bein LaHakel, whether we're talking to be Mekel. Hainu She'ein Tzarech Netila B'Kli. If you're eating cheese before you go ahead, and you're eating your flesh, you have to wash, but you don't have to use a kli like you're washing with a kli. V'gam rakad perek hasheni. Okay? And also, you only have to go ahead and wash up to the fingers. You don't have to go up until the wrist. V'gam ein chatzitza ma'akev. And also, a chatzitza is not ma'akev. You don't have a chatzitza that's ma'akev in Miami Shonim. You don't have the chatzitza if you have something on your hand. Right? So when you're doing Mayim Rishonim, it's a problem. But for this Mayim Same way Mayim Achronim Chatzit is not a problem, so too Mayim Emsoim. And then he goes on. Chutz mehesa chadas. Except for what, which thing? There's one thing that is more chamor in the mayim that you're washing in the middle of the meal that's more problematic than at the end of the meal. Why? Look at the Mishulchan Aruch. Chutz mehesa chadas sheposel be'emtsayim mipnei shadayin rotzel lechol v'yadav tzrichim shimur. Except for if you go ahead and you space out after you go ahead and wash your hands and you're not focused on your hands, that's going to mess up, meaning let's say after you wash, after the gvina, you don't have in mind that you're going to go ahead and eat more, eat another tafshil, eat another dish. So that's going to go ahead and mess up your netilas yadayim from the beginning of the meal. And they shall die in rotzel le'echol, because you still want to continue eating. V'yadav tzrichim shimur. The halacha is that everything that you eat in the meal, right, if you have a hesach hadas, if you're not thinking about the meal still, and you have what's called a hesach hadas, your hands don't have shmimur, and you have to go wash again. Right? The chutz minigu v'yadayim. And the only thing that you also don't have to do at mayim achronim, and mayim achronim, you don't have to dry your hands. In the middle of the meal, mayim emsoim, you have to dry your hands. She'am tsoim tzrichim niguv kirishonim. Because the middle washing needs to have niguv kirishonim. What's the reason for that? Because your hands are going to touch the food if they're wet, and it's going to get the food gross. So let's see, Zion. She'posel b'emtsoim. Why is hesach hadas going to pasel b'emtsoim? So he means as follows. Eina kavana. The kavana is not she'mesiach daito, that if you go ahead and you think about not having any more food, and you space out, that after you hit the lamtzayim, after you wash in the middle of a meal, that it's niftal nintilas amtzayim, it's going to mess up your washing in the middle of the meal. The mayachvas lan behesach hadas. You couldn't care less about hesach hadas when you're washing your hands in the middle of the meal. Hare al kolpanim yadav nekiyas mikvina. All we care about is that your hands are clean from the cheese. If your hands are clean from the cheese, who cares if you're spacing out and you're not focused on the meal that you're going to have afterwards? Your hands clean from the cheese, and therefore you should be able to continue eating. The problem is, that if you're going ahead and you're thinking, okay, I'm washing and I'm done with the gvina, and you have a hesach hadas from washing your hands, then what's going to be batel? Niftol netila rishona. The first netila sedayim at the beginning of the meal is going to be batel. Demayim, right? The netila rishona, the mayim rishona is going to be batel. Kamoshim v'vor, b'kam makomos. Like we see in many places, if you have a hesach hadas from your hands in the middle of a meal, that passes the netila, and you have to go wash again. And it's another pashut. Okay, this is something that's pashut. Ella, the only reason why he's bringing it up is mishum dehishvela emtsayim. Okay, because mishum dehishvela b'chol davar l'mayim achronim. Since he's comparing it to all things in mayim achronim, u'mayim achronim la'achar shenatal. By mayim achronim, after you wash, lo echpas lan be'esach hadas. We couldn't care less if you're not focused on your hands, if you don't plan on eating anymore, because you did finish the meal and you're not going to plan on eating anymore. Sharei lo yachol yaseh, you're not going to eat anymore. Lachi kama d'minatil lemtzayim. Therefore, he says, when you're washing your hands in the middle of the meal, ain't okay. And you have to have in mind, you're going to go back to the meal. You have to stay focused on your hands. Ta'av shehitil lemtzayim. There, even if you go ahead and you wash in the middle of the meal, afal pikein ain't a rashay la'asiyach daito. You can't have a hesach hadas from what? From the netila rishona. From the netila rishona that you wash before the suda, you always have to have cognizance of your hands. Shema yochal od, okay? Because you're eating more. And again, that's a very important halacha, as you all know. If your hands are in places and you get involved in something that you're not focused on your hands during a meal, you have to go ahead and you have to go wash your hands in the middle of a suda because the original tzedayim is not good. Ches, she'emtsayim tzrichim niguv. The middle washing, the netila emtsay, requires drying your hands. Why? D'yesh bo mishum mius. Because that is something that is gross im yochal b'li niguv. If you wash without any niguv, that is something that is going to be gross when you go in and touch the food with your wet hands. Tes, dafka mayim. So now let's go to the Ramah. D'yesha amru, she'emtsayim tzrichim dafka mayim, ma she'en kein ba'achronim. Mayim achronim, at the end of the meal, if you don't have mayim, you could use other forms of beverages to wash your hands. Okay, you can wash your hands, okay, but when it comes to mayim tzayim, he's saying you need to have dafka water, according to some. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Dafka Mayim. Sheshar Mashkim Mitoch Sheheim Atzman Shmeinim. Other drinks, since they ourselves are a little fatty, Eina Menaki Mesashum and Vamachal. They're not going to be able to wash the cheese, the cheesy fatty cheese stuff off your hands. Masha Enkein Bachronim. The Mayim at the end of the meal. Sheinam Bayim Rak Lahavir Hazuma Miadaim. They're not there to get your hands clean necessarily from the fat, but trying to get any thing that's like disgusting off your hands. There, afilu mashkin mavir nazuma. There, even the mashkin gets off any of the disgusting stuff off your hands. Rashal mekel, the rashal is mekel. The mutter bishar mashkin, it's mutter with other types of liquid. Aval kalba achronim hiskimu larama. Other achronim hiskimu larama. So it comes out as follows: halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. After cheese, anytime you have a cheese. Straight up cheese, and then you're going to go ahead and you're going to eat a flesh afterwards, you have to wash your hands. Okay, he says at the end of the day, the machlok is whether if you don't have water, could you use other liquids, but you have to wash your hands. The minhag is to wash your hands, even though it's not a chova, it's a minhag to wash your hands, even if you're going to have a milchika dish before you go ahead and have your fleshika dish. That washing does not have to be a washing like a netila rishona, but from a kli, it could have a chatzitza, it could be straight up just using water from the sink and washing, and it could be up to your knuckles, your second knuckles here, okay? And that would be enough. When it comes to fish and meat, although the Shulchan Aruch brought up the issue of washing, the minhag, as the Rama says, is not to go ahead and wash between fish and meat, but between fish and meat, to go ahead and to have some bread and some shtia, Ravana, and some shtia after the fish. Okay, we now move weiter. Sif Simon Kuf Ayin Dalid Din Birkas Hayayin Besuda, and it looks like we are starting. So I guess this will do tomorrow during lunchtime.
Do we know are we going to get to the lachas of my
Yeah, of course.